We're going to catch up now with Zoe Harkham, who we've spoken to several times before, nutritionist and diet guru, and author of The Harkham Diet, which has sort of several phases to it. Phase one being a five-day period, which I've just had a go at myself. And morning, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. I've just done my five-day thingy-majig.
Oh, well done.
My five-day phase one.
Yeah, and he is so hyperactive, Zoe. Is this normal?
It's not surprising, actually. It does really help with general well-being, not just losing weight.
I feel, I do feel quite hyper, actually.
Yeah, he's like a jack-in-the-box. I actually don't know if I like this new fresh or I like him when he had bipolar.
Do you want the old one back, then? Do you want to put him back on wheat, sugar, dairy and all the other stuff?
I'll keep him bouncing up and down, especially this morning, because I'm tired and he can keep us all afloat.
Brilliant. So what's happening in this 5 days, then, to make you feel like that?
Oh, that's a lovely question, actually. The 5 days is all based around these three conditions that cause incredible food cravings. But not only do they cause incredible food cravings, they cause loads of different things, from, like, irritable bowel syndrome, headaches, the blood sugar symptoms, shaky hands, irritability, can't concentrate. They just come with so many other symptoms. So if you clear up these three conditions, which is what the five-day plan is designed to do, you just get all these other freebies that come with it.
Because not only do I feel hyperactive, super perky, but I think I lost about 5 or 6 pounds in the five days.
Fantastic.
Which is pretty good going for 5 days, I thought.
Yeah.
That's really good. And I think, you know, I mean, you've been, like, going down the gym and stuff already, so it's not like you're a complete novice or whatever.
And I didn't go to the gym at all in the 5 days.
Was that a conscious choice after our last chat?
Yes, I thought it was. Well, None of us have been.
I'm going to give you the ultimate test, then. I wanted to put your money where your mouth was, and I'm going to just, you know, do the diet alone.
Oh, well done.
Without any sort of, you know, added benefits, and still manage to lose weight. So that's excellent.
Oh, fantastic. Well done. I'm so pleased for you.
Oh, thank you.
So, Zoe, what other tips have you got for us this week? If, like, we were going on holiday, how can you maintain your weight when you go on holiday then? Because the worst thing ever is coming back off holiday and being a big billy bloater.
Oh, it's so true. So many people lose the weight before they go on holiday to get in the bikini and the special outfit. And then the minute they get over there, they just start putting the pounds on so quickly. One of the best tips, actually, is that one of the big reasons is you go somewhere hotter and you retain water. And most people panic and then start drinking less because they think, you know, I'm holding water. You know, I need to drink less of it. You actually need to drink more of it because you need to dilute all the liquids in your body, flush everything through. You want to get to the point where you're just literally weeing all the time and then all that puffiness will disappear.
Oh.
If you want to lose weight on holiday, just go for things, you know, meat, fish, cheese, vegetables, salads, none of the carbs. Carbs also make you feel really warm on holiday. So if you're in a really hot place, you want to be avoiding the carbs anyway because they give natural heat energy to the body.
Well, I never.
I know.
We learn something new every week with you, Zoe.
I never knew that.
I didn't either. Because, like, when you're on holiday, you always think, oh, I'll have a big baguette or something. So that's making you even hotter.
Carbs get you hot. Right, let's go back in the day for 9 at 9 next. Fresh and Joe in the morning.